bring that baby down to my house and I'll raise him just like my own baby. And I kept him from time he's 3 months old till he's nearly 4 years old. And he loves his nanny and I'll tell the world that.
I bet he does.
He remembers a lot after he got nearly 4 years old. His granddad'd be out there raking leaves down there at the plant. We had all kind of trees and Papa kept the yard looking so pretty down there. He'd get out and rake a big old pile of leaves and pile in his wheelbarrow and he'd sit him up in the middle of it. He'd take him up there and dump him out in the big pile of leaves. He still talks about Papa dumping him in the leaves. He's 2 years old. Papa went down to that bottle with a little baby duck. And he called him Herman. And I kept the little duck in the house in a pen behind the stove this cold winter. And sometime I'd set him out on the floor. And that little duck would go waddling off in another room and Todd would follow him, you know. He called him Herman. So Papa finally built him a little old pen out in the backyard and we'd take him down there at the branch below the house and put him out there in that place and let him swim a while, you know. So I don't know how many years we kept Herman. So they went on vacation one summer. So while they were gone, I carried Herman to West Felder over there. The man had a lake, you know, had other ducks. Mm-hmm. So when Todd come back, I said, Todd, Herman got lonesome and I took him over yonder so he'd have somebody to play with. And he went on vacation too. He's over at James Blackson's lake. I don't know whether he cried or not, but I started fooling with that duck.
I guess so. He probably was happier there in the water anyway.
He loved that duck. Oh, he loved old Herman.
Oh.
Oh, but he'll tell the world now. He loves his nanny. I'll tell you that now. He's married now. He and his wife come the other day. He married a 30th of June. He lives in Dalvin, Georgia. He works in this big plant. He's in the personnel department. Got a good job. And he told me the other day, he said, Nanny said, my job is to hire and fire. And says, I hate to fire anybody. But said I had to fire a girl the other day and says I hated to do it, but she just lay out, you know, my head on the job. Says that's my job and I have to do it. Says I hate to do it. But he's got a good job and his wife, he went to Lambda 4 years and then he went to University of Connecticut and got his master's degree. But Becky, the girl he married, she was at Lambda the 4 years he was. All the time he was up down in Connecticut, he never did forget Becky. Mm-hmm. So when he moved back down here in Georgia, they went to going together again. So they married the 30th of June.
Oh, okay. Yep, after all that time.
She seemed to be a nice girl, though.
Mm-hmm.
They were here last weekend.
Yeah.
First time I'd seen them since they married. I didn't get to go to his wedding. They married at Apple, where her people live. And I hadn't been home from the hospital in a little while when he married, and I cried because I couldn't go. But they had it put on videotape. So Betty called me one day, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and said, Mom, you going to go to a wedding tonight? I said, I reckon so. So I went down to her house. She showed all of it. And showed everything. You could see everybody. And oh, it was so pretty. So I was telling Todd about it the other day. And she asked, Todd, I got to go to your wedding on TV. And he said, did I look nervous? I said, I couldn't tell it. It was so pretty, though.
Did they have a lot of people in it?
Oh, I reckon they was. Such a crowd and showed all of it. When we went to the reception at the social hall, you know, showed all that, you know, everything. Just showed everything like the whole wedding was, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something how they can capture that like that?